Kay Schubeck, Monroe Robinson's wife, recently released a short YouTube production about their time at Dick Pronek's cabin. Dick spent 31 years living alone in the Alaska wilderness, building his cabin and nearly everything he needed to survive. His adventures were documented on the program Alone in the Wilderness on PBS. After Dick left his cabin, Monroe and Kay spent 19 summers caring for it and giving tour. Fans of Monroe's book, The Handcrafted Life of Dick Pronek, will enjoy Kay's YouTube production, which includes video content taken at Dick's cabin as well as new photos not featured in the book. It's a fun watch. While Monroe's book focuses on the tools and objects he made and includes hundreds of Dick's journal entries along with Monroe's commentary, it also highlights what life was like for Dick, such as this journal entry, written during a not-so-balmy August day 48 years ago, along with Monroe's commentary. Dick Pronek's journal entry. August 2, 1979. Clear, calm, and amp, 36 degrees. I woke up at 4 and saw the sun light the mountains down country soon after. Another pretty day and I was up to stay at 4:15. Today would be a good day to go up Hope Creek and climb to my peak at the head of the second canyon. A few clouds would only make the pictures nice, but I didn't want the Kijik River's upper reaches in shadow. It was going to be a warm day if it stayed clear, so I would dress cool. Give those beefed-up crampons the test for it is a good climb and some rock. Clouds forming and coming over the high ridge at a good clip. A mile to go and a snow patch leading nearly to the ridge. I changed to hiking boots and crampons. The snow wet near the bottom but became more solid as I climbed, and I suspect it froze a little high up. At last, the ridge looking towards Redoubt and Illumina volcanoes. Cotton clouds, lots of them hanging about the many peaks. The sun moved around, and Redoubt was framed by clouds. A beautiful scene and worth the climb to see it. No watch along, and it is seldom that I carry one anymore. Illumina volcano came in the clear and still putting out that huge volume of steam. Heading for home and just below the peak, a very long and steep snow patch leads down. A better way if you don't lose your grip and slide and maybe roll and tumble until you hit a rock outcrop below. Otherwise, it was travel the ups and downs of the ridge back to where I had climbed. Some hazards in the form of loose rock there too. I lashed on my spikes and eased over the edge. Kick a good foothold before letting go of the last one. It was slow, but going down instead of scrambling over the minor peaks. The snow was wet and soft now. It would ball up under the crampons and make the spikes ineffective. Stop and wrap them a good one with my walking staff to dislodge it. No spills, and I was soon traveling at a rate that would take me to Hope Creek in 45 minutes. Monroe Robinson's commentary. My peak is 4.5 miles up Hope Canyon and 3,500 above Twin Lakes on a rocky, rubble hump along the extended ridge separating the watershed of Twin Lakes from the rugged Kijik River drainage. It is not a towering mountain, and this fits what I know of Dick, that it is this ridgeline peak he referred to as my peak or my mountain. We now call it Pronek Peak. From the valley floor, the peak is slightly more than 1/2 mile in distance and up 2,000 of loose scree and rotten rock. Dick's description of choosing between the very long and steep snow patch and loose rock creates an understated image of descending either route from this ridge. Dick loved to hike to my peak. The view is stunning. In 2001, not knowing its significance in Dick's life, I laid on this ridge watching a gerfalcon escort a golden eagle out of the area more than 1,000 feet above me. Once the eagle was on its way out of the gerfalcon's defended territory, the gerfalcon dove on me before circling ever closer, just 100 feet overhead. Minutes later, I spotted the gerfalcon's fledgling sitting on the cliff below. In 2003, Dick's ashes were buried near a flowering spotted saxifrage on Pronek Peak. Kay and I, along with 4 Park Service employees, including historian John Branson, Ranger pilot Leon Alsworth, Head Ranger Lee Fink, and Ranger Warren Hill, took part in Dick's last hike. Dick's brother Raymond was part of choosing this spot for Dick's ashes. As we approached the peak, a few doll sheep walked from the peak. They stood below, feeding as we held a tribute to Dick. On the way down, we picked blueberries. I made sourdough blueberry pancakes using Dick's starter. Sitting outside Spike's cabin, we looked through a spotting scope and watched the doll sheep standing on the peak. In 2016, Kay and I, along with our friends and volunteers at the Lower Twin Ranger Cabin, Dan Molina and Jennifer Jones Molina, took Raymond Pronick's ashes to leave next to Dick's unmarked site. Again, Dall sheep were on the peak as we approached. Having looked through the scope at Pronick Peak dozens of times through the years, I wonder the meaning of seeing sheep there only on those two occasions.